Let's go to Jo McCarroll now. She's editor of New Zealand Gardener magazine. We've enlisted her for our Friday afternoon segment to try and give us some advice heading into the weekend. It sounds like there's a bit going on at your place, Jo.
Well, I'm actually talking to you from the audio-rich environment of a building site.
The most audio-rich, yeah. How did you end up there?
A friend of mine is buying an apartment and she wanted me to come and have a look, so I thought I would definitely come. It was very exciting when someone's moving into their first home. Wonderful thing.
Cool, very cool. Hey, thanks for your expertise, and you've got a pretty relevant topic for us today.
Well, yes, because I was thinking, you know, as I'm sure all the listeners know, it's Mother's Day this weekend, and they might look, rather than buy Mum a bunch of flowers, you know, it's great to get flowers from Mum, but why not get her a flowering plant? Because that will give her flowers, not just, you know, for the next couple of weeks, but perhaps for years to come.
Yes, that's a much better way of thinking about it, isn't it?
Absolutely. So you'll stay the favourite child for much, much longer, Jesse. Not just a one-off, you know. So a rose bush is a really nice present, and there are heaps and heaps of roses that are actually named for mums and mothers. There's one called Mum in a Million, which is a really nice rose-pink hybrid tea. There's a lovely one called Love You Mum, which is a dark red hybrid tea. That's got a little bit of fragrance. There's one called Mamma Mia, if you've got an ABBA fan mum. That might be a nice one. That's a very fragrant rose, sort of an apricot colour. Or there's a really, really great New Zealand bred floribunda called My Mum, which has been bred by the Wanganui rose breeder, Bob Matthews. And it's kind of a corally apricot pink, and it's just sort of famously floriferous. It's just almost never without a flower. It's really good, healthy, healthy plant, heaps of flowers. And there's this lovely story to it, because that I've heard from the Matthews that Bob was breeding and hybridising, and he had some seedlings that he just popped into his mum Pearl's garden, and Pearl really, really fell for this one, which had these apricot coral roses, and it just flowered and flowered, and she said it was her absolute favourite. So Bob, of course, you know, wanted to keep his mum happy. He said, that colour blend's not that popular, you know what I mean? But if mum loves it, we're going to bud it up again, and we're going to keep trialling it. And then everyone fell for how many flowers it produced, because it was just producing so many flowers. And so he decided to release it. And, of course, he named it My Mum for his mum, Pearl.
Stupid question alert. How do you buy rose bushes? Like, how do they come, and how much drama is it to plant them and find the right spot for them? And you know what I mean? I mean, cut flowers are sort of a ready-to-go gift, isn't it?
Yeah, they are, but, I mean, a rose bush, people kind of think of roses as being these tricksy things. And frankly, Jesse, they're almost like weeds, you know, they're quite easy to grow. I mean, your mum will have to have somewhere to put them, and if your mum doesn't have a lot of room, or, you know, she's downsized, she's only got a courtyard or a balcony, maybe look for a miniature rose. We had a brilliant piece in New Zealand Gardener a couple of issues ago about a huge range of miniature roses. They're really useful for, you know, small spaces and pots. But in terms of where you plant them, they're like most plants, really. They're like, you know, sunshine, rich soil. It's worth to put the work in. But you've kind of asked quite a good question in terms of how you buy them at different times of year. So the new season roses will be released in June. And right now you're buying roses in pots, whereas in June you might be able to buy roses as bare root roses. And that just makes them a bit cheaper. But you can buy potted roses most of the year round and plant them most of the year round, although autumn is in general nature's planting time. It's the very best time to plant almost everything, because the soil's still nice and warm, there's lots of water in it, and things can grow and get established before the colder weather comes.
Autumn being now,
yeah, absolutely a brilliant time to plant.
Yeah, okay, so roses, that's one option, and I guess you'd want to know a bit about what your mum had available in terms of
you
space.
Would. And like, if your mum is, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, she's not got much of a garden, or she's not keen in a garden, you know, there are lots of little flowering plants you can buy now that will be in bloom and, you know, look beautiful and come back again. So look at your garden centre. There'll be cyclamens looking really good right now. Once those blooms are over, she can shift that into the garden or give it to someone to put in their garden. Chrysanthemums are a popular, like, giving a mum to your mum. It's a really traditional gift. Now, people sometimes turn their nose up at chrysanthemums, but I was at a garden in Christchurch just a couple of weeks ago when I was down to New Zealand Gardens Trust, and I saw the Chrysanthemum Sheffield, which is sort of a very soft apricot pink and was so covered in flowers you just could not see the leaves, and it was spectacular. So I'm going to re-look at Grisette, Jessie. Otherwise, it's not too late to plant bulbs and corms. So, you know, rather than buy something that's already planted up, you could find what your mum likes and plant it all up and give it to her. Like, my mum is called Rosaline Marie. And so a few years ago, I potted up a pot with the freesia, which is called Rosemary, which is kind of a pretty rose colour. And Barbara Smith, who's on the team at New Zealand Gardener, she told me a great story that she had potted up a pot all with violas, and they were all in flower now to give to her mum for Mother's Day. But she underplanted it with tulips, and she didn't tell her mum. So when they popped up in the spring, that was just a surprise for her mum.
Very clever.
Isn't it? So that's how you get that.
That's that's
extra
a great
Mother's
trick.
Day boost.
Yeah, great trick. I mean, bulbs, is that pretty straightforward, just pushing them into the soil, is it?
Push them into the soil, about twice the height of the bulb, you plant them. Pretty much you can use what you can see at your garden centre as a guide to what you can plant now, but you can pretty much plant anemones, succulents, ranunculus, tulips, daffodils, you know, quite a lot. And actually, you know, if you're planting them up in a pot, if you've got kids, you could get them to paint the pot, you know. You can really make it quite a special present. And, you know, if your mum likes those bulbs, they should come up year after year. So once again, it's a gift that keeps giving.
Love it. Thanks, Jo McCarroll. Great to have you on the show. Jo's editor of New Zealand Gardener magazine with some ideas for last-minute Mother's Day presents.